Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, the Zone.
Wonderful, Teddy Bear. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I appreciate it. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing wonderful, my love. And welcome to Texas. Lord have mercy.
Yes, yes. I'm out in Texas right now.
First and foremost, it's been a long time coming. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. But I must ask, I got to cut right to the chase. It's been a lot of anticipation on this new EP, of course, Urban Nostalgia.
Yes.
What can we expect from it?
Nothing but soul. I mean, honestly, you know, I am a sanger, not a singer. And I'm just bringing that great, feel-good music back. And, you know, just bringing the real R&B, representing for the women out here. And I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited to put this EP out.
Well, you know, you teased us with like a little few slices of cheesecake, but, you know, we have a tendency to be somewhat greedy. And we want, you know, we want more than an entree. We want the full course meter. How would you describe the new EP?
I would describe the new EP as a journey of just love and light. You know, everything's going to make you feel good. Everything's going to make you groove. It's honestly a story in itself. I pulled a lot of the records from past experiences. And so, you know, I just would describe it as just one full experience, you know. Honestly, it'll be
right. Now, you've done a lot of things behind the scene. You've done some exquisite writing for a lot of major artists in this industry. But what I wanted to ask you, and I know the listeners are very intrigued, and a lot of up and coming artists would like to know, can you explain to them or give them a tidbit and give them a better understanding the business aspect of the industry? Because a lot of times we get somewhat caught up on the flash, the cameras, and the money, but they don't really truly understand the business aspect of the industry.
Right. I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, can you give
you
a little tidbit on what it is? No problem. No, I was saying, can you give the listeners out there a better idea as far as how long did it take you to get acclimated as far as the business side of the music industry?
You know, what's really interesting is I went to MI Musicians Institute in Hollywood and learned about, you know, music business and music education because I have been singing since I was a little girl. And it took me, I'd say, I've been writing professionally now for about 5 or 6 years, but I've been singing my whole life. So the music side, I sought that. You know, I wanted to learn more and grow more in that aspect so that I would be ready as an artist and as a writer when those opportunities came along. You know, and I would just say my best advice for any up-and-coming writer, producer, anyone who's interested in the music industry is just to educate yourself, you know, educate yourself. Because it took me, you know, as soon as I started really learning and understanding, you know, my goals and what it is that I needed from a business aspect, things totally just opened up for me from that point on.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. Now, I must ask, you went to Centennial High School in Compton, California.
Yes.
The teddy bear is born and raised in South Central Los Angeles.
Okay,
the West Side is always
the West Side. It's the best side.
Now,
yes,
I must
it
ask,
is.
What was your upbringing like? What was school like for you?
I mean, for me, I mean, I'm from Compton, so of course, you know, it was definitely an experience. I have two brothers, two stepsisters. You know, growing up in Centennial, you know, you got faced with different things every day. You know what I mean? Gangs and all type of stuff. But I just kept, you know, I had a passion, and my passion was music, and so that's what kept me grounded, kept me centered. But I got love for my city. You know, I still live in LA, and I'll never leave. I love my city. I really do.
I ask that because a lot of people don't really thoroughly understand. I mean,
right.
21, but we grew up in different eras as far as mm-hmm. in the city is concerned. And I mean, during that time when mm-hmm. I was attending Fremont, I mean, it was something to behold. I mean,
right.
you had to definitely have some grind about you, and that's what I admire you about you most. You have a grind. You have a strong mentality that you're going to go after and succeed in what you do. Now,
absolutely.
Here you are. You have to have that. Now, here you are. You're out front right now. How would you describe yourself as an artist? And better yet, how would you describe yourself as a songwriter?
As a songwriter, I would describe myself as a chameleon. I'm very versatile. I rap, I sing, I produce, you know, I vocal arrange, and I do what's needed. I study the artists, you know, that I'm working with. So if I need to study jazz for a particular artist, that I'm studying that jazz. If I need to go to, you know, a rap concert and, you know, rock some J's and a snapback, then I'm going to that concert, you know, and I got my hoodie on and my tee and my Vans, you know, and I'm rocking out so that I can deliver the best music for that particular artist. Now, as far as my music, I would describe my, you know, definitely a soul sister, definitely an R&B head. I listened to a lot of R&B growing up. And a lot of people, you know, they ask me, did I started singing in church? But I really just started singing just from my mother playing a lot of records around the house, Marvin Gaye, you know, Curtis Mayfield. Man, I used to listen to Curtis Mayfield like every Sunday. Like, he was like church, you know what I mean? He was cleaning the house. My mama had us cleaning the house and listening to Curtis Mayfield. So, you know, for me, I describe my sound as urban, of course, a little bit of urban because I am from the hood, but also a lot of soul in it.
You know, one of the things that I've seen take place over the years, as far as being an artist, we have a tendency now to get more involved in the fashion industry and also as far as cinema. And at mm-hmm. the end of the day, Brittany B is a brand. It is definitely a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to see your brand as far as marketing? Because I know marketing is very heavy. Where do you want to, as far as how far do you want to see your brand expand?
I mean, honestly, I don't have a distance. You know, I feel like I can take, you know, my life is my brand. It's a lifestyle. And I try to live it as best as possible. So I feel like, you know, from movies to music to clothing to giving back, nonprofit organizations, to teaching. I love to teach. I love to speak, motivational books. You know, I love to write, of course, as a songwriter. I do a lot of journaling and things like that. So I just see myself really just giving back to in all type of facets. You know, I do have, I do love a little bit of fashion. I do love a little bit of, you know, television. You know, I think I'm a really funny person. You know, my friends are goofing off all the time. So, you know, we might put that in a skit. You never know. You might see it on Netflix one day. You're like, there go Brittany B over there, you know, clowning around with her friends, you know, doing some cool stuff. So I just feel like the sky's the limit, and I just want to be that staple for the little brown girls, you know, all over the world, and just showing them that you can just be yourself, you know, and whatever that is.
Well, speaking all over the world as a segue, you have got so much love and so much positive feedback. Just your YouTube videos have been incredible. What does it mean to you to have kind of love? Oh, my pleasure. What has it meant to you to have that kind of love and that kind of support from so many listeners who are just salivating over your music?
It makes me feel good. I'm just being myself. it's honestly really humbling, you know. People can watch anything, you know. They can listen to anything. With technology, they have the world literally at their fingertips. And for them to click on, you know, my video or listen to my song or stream my music or share one of my photos or, you know, follow me on one of my platforms, I'm so honored. I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative. And you know, I have this saying, I'm always saying one fan at a time. For me, it's about that one fan at a time. So I'm always, you know, following people back and commenting and engaging with everyone. And I'm just so grateful for everyone. It's amazing. you know, a little on me out of everybody else in the world.
Hey, great music will find the masses. You know, as I've always said, we want our R&B shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. Your B point, of course, by the captivatingly talented Brittany B. Now, I must admit to you, the first time my marketing manager had brought you to my attention, and I was going back listening to Hello Summer, listening to the EP, and I said, okay, wow. I said, she has some vocals on her. I said, I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm a stickler for lyrics. So I'm listening. I said, well, who is this artist? He said, Teddy Bear, her name is Brittany B. I said, really? I said, where is she from? I said, she's from Compton. I said, well, you have a bio? I want to check out what's going on. And then the first time I seen the photo, I said, Lord have mercy. And my cousin tried to get me to go to Compton High. I said, oh, my goodness, I could kick my
Teddy Bear, she's great.
I said, Lord have mercy, I had an opportunity to be a tar babe instead of a pathfinder. I could have been that closer.
Okay.
But hey.
Right. Right. Well, my mom was a centennial, so I had to follow suit.
Well, I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her at all. I mean, how do you separate the people that are there for you as Brittany B, not the artist, but as a person, than the ones that want more? And they have like undertones of they just want to get on the gravy train. How do you just keep a maintain a balance in this industry?
You know, it's really those that are already around you. You know, my circle is really small, and I'm just really grateful for my real friends, my day ones, as we call it. You know, my friends that did go with me to Centennial, that, you know, saw me catching the train to my studio sessions and catching the bus, and, you know, that are here with me now, you know, as I'm waiting on my Grammy certificate to come in the mail and things like that. So I would just say, yeah, you know, I just try to keep, you know, the real ones around me, you know, my friends who have been with me for the long haul, every step of the way. And then, you know, when I meet new people, you know, I'm always picking their brains and you know, you just want to make sure you just want to pray, you know, you pray,
right.
You got a spirit of discernment, things like that as well. But I don't sweat the small stuff. I just, you know, I just keep pushing. It's like seasons, right?
Yeah, you have to, because it can be very challenging in this industry, because people will get in your head and telling you the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they are looking. Yeah, they're trying to get something from you, and they have a tendency to deter you away from people that were there at the beginning. I mean, from ground zero, they were there to support you through the good and bad. Those are the people that you want to keep around your inner circle. And speaking of inner circle, for those, I don't care if you're in South Central, if you're from Istanbul, Paula Abdul, you got to make it out and see this young lady perform tonight. She is going to be at the Tricky Fall Theater. That's in El Paso, Texas. That's at 209 South El Paso Street. To get your tickets, get your Crayola crayon out, get your lipstick, get a pen, pencil, write it down, 915-351. There you go. Be there, be square. Lord have mercy. That's 351-9938. But just to hit me to some reality, the teddy bear, yeah, by hook or by crook, he's going to be coming to L.A. back to his old stomping ground on March 13th to see this young lady perform on Unplugged L.A. That's in Hollywood.
Hey. I'm she excited.
She's going to be headlining. And I promise, family, before the show is over, the broadcast is over, I'll give you all the necessary pertinent information. But, you know, Teddy Bear can't leave you hanging without a slice of cheesecake. We got a single, from Brittany B. called The Luckiest Girl. Lord have mercy. The title. Tell us what luckiest girl means to Brittany B.
Being the luckiest girl means being the one who made it out, being the person who is successful, being the person who is special. And that's what luckiest girl means. And I wrote this record from a place because I felt like every woman should want to feel like the luckiest girl in the world.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into it. The new single from the very talented Brittany B, Luckiest Girl, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Brittany B here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, be on the lookout for a new EP, upcoming new EP, Urban Nostalgia. But in the meantime, you have an opportunity to see her perform live this evening, of course, at Tricky Fall Theater. That's in El Paso, Texas, 209 South El Paso Street. To get ticket information, dial 915-351-9938. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by Brittany B's official website. Yeah, it's at BrittanyBMusic.com, and also on Instagram at Instagram.com/BrittanyBMusic. My queen, it has been a pleasure. I'm just so brokenhearted that you
Thank
did not
you
bring
so
your beautiful
much.
Self. When are you coming to Houston? When are you coming to Houston and come perform down
I'm
here? Especially
coming to Houston. I can't wait to get there. I'm on my way soon. First chance I get, I'm on my way.
I'm going to hold you to that. We would love to have you here in the studio and do a performance.
Thank
we
you.
Really, truly would. Now, I got to know, because I know the listeners are going to get on me. When can we expect the official release date for Urban Nostalgia?
I can't say yet, but very soon. So subscribe to my newsletter. Go to BrittanyBMusic.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. And, you know, follow me on Instagram and everything. I'm going to keep everyone updated, and I'm going to be making a huge announcement soon for the release date.
Okay. All I ask, even if it's not fully ready, like Grandma's cookie, somewhat still soft in the oven, send it over here to the teddy bear so we can debut
okay.
it first. Is that
okay,
all right, you, my
bear,
love?
You.
All right. Stay sweet, my love, and have a wonderful performance this evening, okay?
Thank you. You have a blessed one. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, my queen.
Honored.
Be safe. The very talented Brittany B here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. She's all that and so much more. Yes, Lord. We're going to take a little quick two. We got to pay some bills. Hey, pay the cost to be the boss. But let's get lost in some Brothers Johnson with Strawberry Letter 23 here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
We'll be right back.
Hey, family, for those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music /LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn at LOTL The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chaucer, the son of soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the teddy bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Make you a ready trust.
Make you a ready trust.
Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
Soundtrack, 1983, my goodness, Purple Rain, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Miss Brittany B. Thank you so much, loved one, for joining us. And again, family, be on the lookout for her upcoming new EP, Lord have Mercy, Urban Nostalgia. And they get all the latest updates, comings and goings of Brittany B. Stop by her official website. That's at www.BrittanyBMusic.com. Also on Instagram, Instagram.com/BrittanyBMusic. And on Twitter, the same handle, BrittanyB_music, is definitely a beautiful thing. And again, all latest updates, let your fingers do walking, stop by the Teddy Bear in the Zones. Official website is at LOTLTheZone.com. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio, Facebook, LOTL The Zone, and last but certainly not least on Instagram. Lord help me. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio The Zone. And also want to send out a very special thank you to my man, the very talented Mr. Dominique Santana, who is guest starring in the TV miniseries, USA miniseries, Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., which can be seen every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And of course, plays, yes, and I mean he plays it to the tilt. Yes, Lord, of course, the one and only Suge Knight. And also, if you have not had a chance to see this brother act before, I mean, he's incredibly gifted. I first had an opportunity to have him on the show roughly about anywhere between 6 to 7 months before the official release of the Tupac biopic. Of course, all eyes on me, brother. All eyes are definitely on you. Much continued success. Well, it's been real on a fantastic and beautiful Saturday. Oh, well, before we get out of here, again, Brittany B will be performing tonight. She's opening up for Eric Bellinger. That's at the Tricky Falls Theater. That's in El Paso, Texas, 209 South El Paso Street. To get those digits, ticket information, 915-351-9938. Starts at 7 p.m. this evening. And for those who missed the show, you're going to get another opportunity. She is going to be headlining back on the west side. Always the best side. Lord have mercy. March the 13th, she'll be at the Unplugged. That's Unplugged LA. That's at 6356 Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard. To get the ticket information, 323-672-9563. Once again, that's 323-672-9563. And for those who missed the broadcast, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear's got you covered. We're going to rebroadcast it, or you can listen to the rebroadcast via the Google Play Music Store at LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn, the same handle, LOTL The Zone. We got you covered. And also on Apple. Yeah, you definitely. The apple of my eye on iTunes. We got you covered there. It's been a beautiful thing. I want everyone to have a phenomenal and very chocolate-loving weekend. Stay positive. Keep your heads to the sky all the time. And as in always, keep it soulful. We're going to leave it and close it with the new release from the other captivating artist. Lord have mercy. Just keep falling from the chocolate stars. Nikki Greer with a new hit single, Go Slow. On behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, stay strong, and again, keep it positive here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Lord,
They say good things come to those who wait, and you patiently waited for my.